Backstage with Mothership on Solid Rock Radio begins now. Hear the best in new music, artist interviews, stories from the road, and more. You are now backstage, and here's your host, Mothership.
Hey, everybody. Before I begin, I want to share with everyone why I've been missing in action. On July 28th, 2025, our family experienced a life-changing tragedy. My husband was involved in a car accident, which left him with multiple serious injuries. One of the things that they discovered was a brain bleed, which seemed to make sense because of his visual head trauma. A neurosurgeon performed surgery to stabilize Dan's spine injury and then immediately did surgery on his brain. He removed a large, aggressive, stage 4 cancerous glioblastoma tumor from his right lobe. The neurosurgeon discovered that Dan had suffered a brain bleed from that tumor that caused the seizure, which was determined to be the cause of the car accident, rather than the other way around. The diagnosis of terminal brain cancer and the lengthy physical recovery from the wreck brought all of our lives to a complete halt. Dan was hospitalized for almost 2 months and continues to have increasing physical issues, as well as chemo and radiation treatments to slow the disease progression. With becoming a full-time caregiver, it became apparent pretty early that I could no longer continue the time-consuming process of scheduling interviews, editing, and uploading shows. So, I may occasionally drop a show in for you, like this one, but I'm focusing on Dan and supporting him in his life's journey, however long the Lord allows. Thank you for understanding and the outpouring of love, kindness, and encouragement you've shown us. I hope you enjoy this call with the letter Black.
It's good to see you.
You too. Oh my gosh.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. I'm coming out of hiatus just for you guys.
No. It might be nice to kind of do something that used to be normal, right?
Exactly. It really does.
I might be a little rusty at this, but let me just jump back on that horse and let's introduce you guys, Sarah and Mark Anthony. And you're married, and you two are the power couple behind the band The Letter Black.
How did y'all meet?
We met in church. Mm-hmm. I sang in church, and he played guitar in church, and we formed friendship over music and mutual, liking of music and writing. So we started writing together in, I think, 2004. I mean, it's been a while. So writing and recording in 2004, formed a friendship. And ironically, as the writing and recording process developed and started doing music and songs in other churches and like going out and doing that, we started dating. And so it's like we've kind of been on the journey together relationally and then also with the band. And it's just...
Yeah, because when the band came out, nobody even knows this. We were just a worship band.
Yeah, started.
That's how it started. Yeah, and we had a horrible name.
It was a horrible name.
The name was called, it was Cry Up, and we spelled it with a K.
Because that was
cool.
That's cool. In 2004. Yeah,
and it looked like somebody spelled out syrup.
Because the logo, the font we chose, it literally looked like the band syrup.
It was so bad. So we put out a worship record, and then the second record we put out was like, more like Cutlass, Thousand Foot Crutch. And that's what Sarah was saying. Like as our relationship progressed, the band did, and it went back to my roots, which is
more rock,
way more rock, you know?
Yeah.
That's cause I'm, you know, me and Sarah have different testimonies, but you know, I did not grow up in the church. So my first record was a Metallica album. The Black Album. Not the Black Album. That's wrong. Ride the Lightning was my first record I ever purchased. So,
And
then I was hooked. I never went back for metal.
In case people have been living under a rock or genuinely don't know who The Letter Black is, can you kind of give us a little history of where you came from and all about The Letter Black?
Yeah, well, all about is quite a long version.
A long
can give the most important information, which
there
is
we
started in 2000. Well, let's see, we got signed in 2009. We started before that, but we've been making records. Our first record came out in 2010, and our single off of that record is still our most popular, which is Hanging On By a Thread. It is everybody's favorite.
It's got something crazy, like almost 50 million streams or something like that.
Yeah,
that is
pretty
crazy.
Wild.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
Great song, though.
That's the one that definitely got everybody to be familiar with us who still is fans of the band, right? That they love that one song. And then that kickstarted it all. Of course, we've had other fan favorites and stuff since then. We've had four records, right?
Four records
out. Our most recent came out in 21, I believe, right?
The self-titled came out in
21. Yep. And so we've toured full time, over a decade touring, and we are just at the place where we're still making music and still writing, putting out songs because we just love it. And
little fun factoid, because we're talking about this. Especially because Hanging On By a Thread was our biggest song. Oddly enough, that song did not hit number one on the charts.
Yeah, that is a fun factoid.
We actually never had a number one until we released our self-titled record.
In
21. And then we had three back-to-back number ones, which is really funny.
That is ironic.
It is very ironic. And then because
that
of that
is.
Record,
isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's wild. We had a song called Kiss of Death. It was the last single that we ran, and it's the longest running Christian rock single
ever.
It stayed
on
the charts
longer.
Yeah, stayed on the charts longer than any other song.
I forget how many weeks it even
was. I can't remember what it was, 70 weeks or 80 weeks on
straight.
The charts. Never left
the chart. Yeah,
fun little factoid about us. Yeah.
So, still rocking, still having fun, still creating new stuff, and that's kind of why we decided to catch up with you and fill you in also on the new things that Letter Black has going on.
And that's exactly why we're here. We talked about a year ago, and then again this last November, to be clear, Mark... You texted me and then
we talked on the phone and you were so excited about what y'all were planning. And I'm like, wow,
if you did everything that you were planning to do, it was going to be quite the daunting task.
Yeah.
So I had to come out of hiatus so that we could actually let everybody know what you have been teasing on social media.
I know. And we're so mean. I don't even know if we're mean with the teasing.
And we're like spastic with it because we're not always like consistent.
That's,
it's like,
yeah, we're,
here's
we're
a little,
just
here's
not
a little nugget. Here's a little nugget. You
good
know
at
I mean?
Social media, right?
No, we're definitely not good at social media. No.
All right. Well, then we're going to spill the tea today. Everything that they need to know. Let's go.
New music is being recorded as we speak. Yeah. Basically, literally, we're in the studio right now, and we were just listening to a song that we're going to rework, and he sent over some music to me earlier today. I was on the road, and I was listening to it and putting melody and lyrics to it, so literally writing and recording as we speak, and this one's going to be a little bit different than what we've done in the past. We're actually putting out a double record. So you don't get just one Letter Black record. You get two new Letter Black records. And to make it even more fun, we are doing our normal heavy on one record, but then we are giving fans another version of Letter Black, actually going back towards our roots with more of a fun punk rock. If you've ever listened to our older records, we had Hanging On By A Thread, we had some of that angsty punk rock fun type of songs, and so we're leaning into that for the other record.
Well, and honestly, Hanging On By A Thread is that. It's a pop punk song that we just made a little heavier. That's literally what it is. I mean, the song has four chords to it. It's pretty basic. But it was all based on the melody, right, and the story in the song. So, and that's probably why it was our most popular song, because of that. And we're trying to just write music now. You know, what's so nice is on your first record, and people don't tell you about this in a band, but your first record is like your heart and soul, because you have like so much time to write and put what you want. And there's really not a lot of label influence because you want them over. Because of that, those songs, so they usually don't like screw with you. They're like, this, you know, we love the product, let's record it. And then once that happens and you're a success, you know, like our first record was a big success, so for us, you know, then you get put under the microscope and it's like,
do that again.
We need Hanging On By A Thread number two, you know what I mean? And at that point, the bands you put us on tour with sometimes shape our sound then too, because we're being influenced. So we made a more like a 90s sounding heavy record for Rebuild.
For the second record?
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of like low-key my favorite.
That's my favorite record too, which is so weird. But that being said, you know, the I think it was like a little too soon for people. And the label didn't know what to do with it, right? So it kind of, you know, it stinks because you don't know what you don't know, right? And then, right. And then we did Pain was so fun because that was all on our own, right? Like we had no label. I mean, we released it through a label.
It was so fun.
You know, and then the self-titled was great too because we really kind of got to do what we want, but it was in such a weird time to record because it was COVID and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. But it was fun because I felt like that was the first time we were getting kind of back to our roots of like mm-hmm. who Letter Black is, a little more fun, little bit serious because Pain was super serious. It was a very, very dark, serious record. Talks about a lot of struggle in the record. But this new one is going to be so cool because now you get two sides of the coin.
You get whichever side you like, right? Yeah. So if you love the heavy and you love screaming and you love that kind of
serious,
heavier Letter Black, that record is for you. And then if you like a little more fun, I keep saying it feels like summer. Like, you know, that classic, like, a summer feeling music where it's just like windows down, sun on your face. Yeah. It's just like you're having a good day.
Yeah.
That's how
it does
that
sound like that. And honestly, we all, every generation has their music, right, Cindy? So like you growing up, you had your bands that were your bands, right? And then when you hear those songs, it triggers where you were.
It takes you back.
The smell, the taste, the feeling, just everything right in time. And for us, you know, me and Sarah are big 90s kids, right? Born in the 80s, raised in the 90s, you know? So those bands, like, there's so many, like, I mean, I can keep naming a bunch, but like the Verve Pipe, Smashing Pumpkins, all the bands that I love, like, I mean, there's a ton. I don't want to go through all of it, but like that more, you know, pop,
feel good,
rock, punk, you know, feel good, fun. Like, you know, one of her favorites is the violin band. I always forget the name.
Oh, hi, Yellow Card. That
Yellow
was,
Card.
Yeah, that was,
you know what I mean? So, I loved Avril Lavigne, mm-hmm. and we both love Alanis Morissette, and like all this just fun, classic. Like when you listen to it, it's like, it just reminds me of those times growing up. And I feel like that's our crowd now, right? So we have a lot of these people who are now adulting.
Right. Everybody's, you know, been growing kids, with us, right? Like we're all aging at the same pace
here. So you have all of us who are in our 30s and 40s now where we want to hear the stuff we grew up with, right? We want to listen to that stuff. So, and that's what I'm so excited about this record because it's bridging the new modern metal that I love.
Right.
Right, like all the stuff from Falling in Reverse, Wage War, all this stuff that we would normally do, right? Normal Letter Black.
Normal Letter
do
Black,
that.
Heavy Letter Black.
But then we're also playing the other side of the coin, which is the stuff that you really love.
Yeah.
You know, the pop punk, the Yellow Card, the Blink 182.
So I always say I am an emotional listener, so it depends on like what I'm doing, where I'm at, you know, to what I want to listen to.
Yeah.
So when I'm in the gym, when I'm running, when I'm like needing amped up, I listen to heavier with some screaming and stuff. I'm never like an all screaming type of person, but like I'll listen heavy with screaming stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, but time and place, right? And then when I'm already going crazy, my life is already hectic, I'm already got the three kids and I got five places to be and all that, I don't need more of that.
No.
So I go to my happy music.
Yeah, that's like, you know, your
fun music.
Your Vertical Horizon, your Third Eye Blind.
So it's like
all
happy
fun,
energy,
happy,
but not more chaos. So I am very much that type of listener. So it depends on where I am. And so having that in the back of my mind, you know, Letter Black will have one or the other record will be for you depending on your day, right?
Yeah.
The more turmoil I'm in, the heavier the music. That's
really, that's your thing?
Yeah, I don't know why. There's something about it that kind of brings
you back.
Brings me back into
focus.
That's
what's great about music, right?
Isn't it though, right?
Differently.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. All right, well, tell us how this is packaged. Like, is this going to be all released as downloads, or is there going to be a physical package? How is all that going to work?
Yeah. All that going to work. So right now we haven't really figured out all the details yet. I mean, it is going to be a physical copy, but we're going to release anywhere between 6 and 8 singles before we dump the whole record out.
The actual. And that's between both records.
And so what we're doing is why I'm saying 6 to 8 singles is we're going to do 3 to 4 different releases.
From each record.
From each record. So we're going to release them both at the same time, though. So when we release the first song, it's going to be 2 songs, right? Or the first single, I should say. It's going to be 2 singles.
So one heavy, one lighter.
Yeah, and we're going to do that each time and then stagger them. We want to do March. That's what we're shooting for, but
promises. Nothing is set in stone, but
we're
that's
trying to
the
get
goal.
That for the first 2 singles right now.
Okay.
And then by the time it's all said and done, we're going to wrap it all up. We're going to do a limited run of vinyl. I don't know if we're going to be able to do tape. I really want to do tape. That's what I grew up listening to. So I selfishly want tape.
You do. You know, I really logistically, do. Though, we're still figuring that out. We know we are going to do vinyl, and we know we will have it out digitally.
But outside the thing of is,
that, we're still figuring it out.
Yeah, but the other thing that is going to happen is we are not going to release these songs on Spotify or Apple Music. So it will be on iTunes for purchase. So if you want to hear it, you have to buy it. That's the difference. So okay. We're not going to do that. I don't know when we'll release on Apple or Spotify. It might be 6 months to a year.
Yeah, it'll just be a slight, release. You know, delay.
I mean, we will eventually do it, but we're not going to do that. I mean, I've gotten zero from Spotify, so I'm not excited about putting my music on there. So.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. All right, so that sounds exciting. Now, you did let me hear a single. I don't want to give anything away. Tell us what you could tell us about the single that's coming out.
I'll let her tell you about the song, but I'll tell you about a little just about where it's going to be. So you got to hear the first one on the paper side. So that's what we're calling it. So one side is called paper, and the other side is called ink. Paper is going to be the softer side. Ink will be the heavier side. And that was all Sarah, because I told her, I said I wanted kind of like a...
You were saying like black and white.
Even like Two-Face from DC Comics, right? Like one side is this, the other side is that. And that's what I kept seeing in my brain. Like, you know, two different Sarahs, one happy and one wild. You know what I mean? So, you know, like one all blacked out like you're used to seeing Sarah, and then one like super happy and, you know, preppy. Like, because that is both of us too. Like, we are super eclectic. Like, and I think that's what's cool about Letter Black is we've been very eclectic over the years. We've never been just one thing. Mm-hmm. The thing that makes us Letter Black is her voice, right? Like, that's the
right.
So I'm excited about it. That's why I wanted you to hear it, because it's a very fun, happy song. Like she was saying earlier, like summertime.
Yeah, like, it just feels like summer.
Yeah, it just
like there's
fun.
Probably a palm tree in the background somewhere. I don't know.
If that's the lighter side, it sounded pretty traditional Letter Black to me. So
yeah.
I think everybody's going to like it.
Right. I agree. It is not drastically different in that it's like a whole new band,
but it
is the lighter side of what we've done. And the ink record will be the heavier side of what we've done.
Yeah.
So
if you take the Hanging On By A Thread record and the Pain record,
It's just a modern version of each direction, we could say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the single is called Live Without You. And I mean, musically, it's just fun. It's like we've described. It's more
very
energetic.
90s pop, very,
yeah,
pop,
very
punk rock.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Very fun. And yeah. I don't know. I'm just very excited for people to hear it.
For me, it's cool. So this song, like what's cool about it for me is you have to realize like most of the time it's always me and Sarah. It's always me and Sarah writing the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then back in the day when we were at Tooth & Nail, our first two records, we had some songwriters too. Like we worked with David Bassett, who wrote a ton of Shinedown songs and Skillet songs. And we got to work with some other songwriters mm-hmm. we really love, like Rob Hawkins.
I mean, we've gotten
some other guys.
Right with really good
But this time around,
songwriters.
So like on the self-titled record, that was all our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the Pain record.
Mm-hmm.
But the cool thing about this record is... we have some other influence. So we have our guitarist, who's our, you know, my brother-in-law, and he actually wrote the music to the song.
Yeah. To this first
and
single.
He had everything done, but the bridge. And I loved it. And I was like, this is amazing.
Right.
We're definitely using the song. Like, this is great. I mean, now he just had the music and then I wrote a bridge to it. And then I had this dumb idea. I was like, ooh, I got this melody and I got this idea for the song. Like I'm good at one-liners. Like
I
came up with Hanging On By A Thread. Just the line. I'm good at one-liners. So I was like, it needs to be something about, like, you can't live without
somebody. And then I take
somebody.
His one line and I run with it and write the rest of it.
Yeah. I just heard this, like, angsty, I can't live without you kind of deal. Like, what,
and I was like,
step.
Okay, processing. And then I listened to the music. I was like, okay, I got it. And then we wrote the whole song, right?
Yeah. But it's so cool to me because now it's like, you know, we're having other people who are in the band.
Yeah, so he has
written
some
awesome.
Stuff. And then our
drummer.
New drummer, he actually is a well-rounded musician also. So he plays drums, piano, guitar, he can sing. So it's nice to have more influence from other band members too. And it's making it like even more collectively sound like the Letter Black, which is the whole point.
Yeah, exactly.
Super fun.
Yeah.
All right. I know it's too early to announce things, but does this mean that you're all going to probably be seen out on the road somewhere?
Yes, we are.
We
have one festival.
One show, right?
Yes. Yeah.
They haven't announced yet, have they, though?
I don't know.
No, they haven't. And that's it for this year. I mean, we don't know yet. Like, we don't know when the record's going to be done, because I would like to do... We want to do a hometown show.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do it in our church.
And I would say it's, I mean, never say never, but we probably aren't going to ever full-time tour.
Hardly anybody does, yeah.
No, right. I would love to.
Everything has shifted since COVID. Yeah. Honestly, it really has. There's a whole new dynamic. There's a different approach, I would say, to music now. And it's not that it's bad. It's just different.
Yeah.
So I could see us definitely doing festivals and summer things.
And some one-offs. Like, yeah. I would love to do 10 to 15 shows a year. That'd be great. That's enough for me to be really content and not, like, overburdened. Yeah. You know.
So we'll see. We will definitely keep everyone posted as we go.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people are going for the, you know, 4 or 5 shows in the same area kind of a deal.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and that would be fun. Like, I would like to even just do, like, 2 weeks straight. Like, we just did a 2-week run.
Look at her looking at you.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Hey, I would do it.
I mean, it would be fun for 2 weeks.
I'd do it.
You know?
It would be fun.
But I don't want to do any more. Than that, like 2 weeks a year, that'd be great. Like,
well, we are getting older, aren't we?
We are, Cindy.
Yes, we are, Cindy.
We're all aging at the same pace.
I don't have the same hair anymore. So yeah,
you don't have any hair anymore. Where did it go?
It's all on his face. It's all right.
There you go. That works.
Yeah, and it's crazy because now it would look totally different than it did, you know, a decade ago. We have 3 kids. Our oldest is 14. We have an 11-year-old and we have a 9-year-old. So we're getting in that place, too, where it's about balance. Before, we could be kind of selfish and do whatever we wanted and go whenever we wanted and do whatever we wanted. And now, of course, as every parent finds out,
it's not about you anymore.
It's about them. And so we're supporting. It's so cool, Cindy, because we're seeing what their dreams are now. Right. Yeah. Remember when we were younger and we had our own dreams and we pursued them? And now it's like we get to see what their dreams are and we get to help them pursue their dreams and make it.
Which is awesome.
It's so cool. Being a parent is really cool. I expected it to be cool, but it's in a totally different way. So it's just different now.
Yeah.
I remember I can't remember what my first Letter Black concert was, but I do remember one where I think you were pregnant with your first.
Yeah, that would be
and you were like
11.
I just remember you were like starting to pook a little bit.
Right? Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, good times. It was good times.
That might have been with Love and Death. Was that when it was? What I think.
I think
it was
so.
That. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
I'd like to revisit that show again.
Oh, that was a good tour.
Was that TFK too?
Well, there was one with TFK. Yeah. There was.
I know we did one with TFK. Time, though.
I can't.
It was TFK. Wait, it was TFK and you guys and Love and Death. And was the wedding there?
The wedding. They were the openers. Yeah, that's what it was.
Shoot. Give me a ticket right now.
That is a good show. I'd go see that show. That's a good show. That was fun. And TFK, they're so amazing. Amazing. I wish they'd get back together.
And that was one of the few I saw where TFK was in a smaller setting, which was really nice because you usually see more of a, you know, a large event.
Yeah, place. Right. Like a bigger festival style or something. Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun. All right. And we had fun having you guys over in Germany at Loud and Proud, too.
Always awesome over there.
I know.
Still one of our favorites.
Yeah.
Until you leave your in-ears backstage and go home.
Right? Was that Matt?
Yeah.
Hey, can you just drop that in the mail? Ship it overseas back home.
Yeah, well, it was just crazy that I just happened to stay an extra day and was able to bring them home with me.
Right. Yeah. Right. Or else you'd be crap out of luck.
Definitely.
Anyway. All right. But anything else that we haven't talked about that you really need to message?
Yeah. Well, one thing that's cool about it. I mean, you didn't talk about the song, really.
So. Well, what else did you want me to say about the song?
Just what it's about. Did you say what it was about?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I guess I didn't really hear it then. But, no, I was going to say the one thing
wasn't that's listening.
About, I know. The one thing that's different about this one is the Pain record and the self-titled record, I produced everything. But on this one, I actually am producing, mixing, and mastering all of it. So it's going to be different. I'm trying to make it sound like everybody always says our records never capture us live. So that's what I'm trying to do is capture the essence.
Yeah, because live we have such high energy, it just feels so electric, and it's hard to get that sound across in a recording because it's just a completely different environment.
So I'm trying to make. one of my better friends here, who's been a producer of ours for years, you know, always used to say, like, you're trying to make the speakers explode. Right. Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make the speakers explode.
Even if it's quiet, the point is that energy that it's hard to explain, but when you feel it, right? So that's that's what we're going for. We're really trying to capture that live energy.
I want you to feel what we were playing when we played it. Yeah. Like what, you know.
Right. Now, you mentioned March.
It was the singles, right? Not the album.
Yeah, that would be March. We're shooting
for
March. So
one heavy, one light, one ink, one paper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so this, we're looking for the singles to start dropping in March.
So what's the projected date on the actual album?
Like fall or something.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking, full length. I mean, that's tentative. I mean, that's, I got to do 20 songs. It's a lot of songs. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. 20 songs. I mean, that, I have more than that written, but they're not finished, right? Like, we got to finish it.
Okay, okay.
A lot of pressure.
Well, first singles we're hoping to have dropped in March, and then staggered from there. You know, spring and summer with the full record releases in the fall. That's the tentative goal.
Double album in the fall.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, I won't keep you much longer. I just had to find out all the tea, be able to share it with everybody.
So I'm going to get this ready to air as soon as I possibly can.
I have another little editing job. And so I'm doing that too. So
anyway. So you're a busy, busy lady.
I am busy. Just do it because I love you guys.
Right. Yeah. Honestly, I know. And that's why we make music. We're not doing it to make money. We love it too. And so here we are.
That's right.
And you're creatives and you're compelled to.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. God's not done with us yet.
Right. I mean, at some point, maybe we'll dry up, you know, but right now we still have songs pouring out. So.
Yeah. And then we're doing stuff with our, like, we kind of made a worship band at our church and we're going to be releasing stuff with it too at some point. Like, I'm just, he's definitely not done, like, with us.
No.
You know.
Is he ever? Never.
No, probably not.
No, probably not.
Till our last breath.
That's right.
Love it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me let you go. I've covered everything, and I just want to make sure I get this out for people. Yeah. So,
well, thank you, Cindy. Thank you for taking the time, especially because you don't have it. So, thank you.
Well, I'm glad to have made time.
Go check on your hubby.
We'll be continuing to pray.
Thank you.
Well, you go take care of him. All right.
Thanks, and Cindy. You know, keep in touch as things start happening, and we'll be sure to message it.
I will. As I get more songs done, I'll send them your way too.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
All right. See you, Cindy.
All right. Good night.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more great music. And don't forget to check out my blog page on the Solid Rock Radio website for my guest's official social media links. And hey, did you know you can listen to all Backstage with Mothership interviews on your phone through the Solid Rock Radio app or on all major podcast platforms? Back episodes are also available on YouTube and TikTok. Have a wonderful week, and let's be kind to one another.